Waseca Blue Jays basketball on KFOW 1170 AM 106.3 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance. Now we hit the hardwood with our very own Don White and Dale Kuya on KFOW.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Waseca High School as we open the Section 2AA South half of the subsection. Here tonight as your Blue Jays host Waterville Elysian Morristown. Game one of the tourney. It's always a wild time. I'm Don White. He's Dale Kuyath getting set from high above Waseca's gymnasium. Well, Koo, we talked about this a few weeks back that, hey, this team could win 20 games, and they did. They finished up 20-6. They won seven of their last nine. The only couple blemishes were New Ulm. They lost to New Ulm three of their six games. But I'll tell you what, Koo, this, I think, surprised the heck out of us as this season rolled along. But they've been consistent, and they've stuck to their M.O., and it's just been a blast. What an accomplishment for this team so far.
Yeah, we don't know for sure, but maybe Seth expected this. Maybe the players expected this. But other than that, I'd say everybody else in town is probably real surprised at a 20-win season.
Yeah, And Coug, they played, you know, good against some very good teams. I mean, you know, the Jackson County Central games were really good, and they had a couple of good games against New Ulm, but, you know, some nice wins along the way, and you have to be impressed with how they played the game. You and I appreciated the fact they play hard, they play together, they move the ball, they play defense. Can't ask for more.
Yeah, no... Of course, Demarius does a lot of scoring, but I sure wouldn't call him a four-shot gunner type of guy.
No.
He takes good shots. He passes the ball to his teammates when they're open, and that's what we really like about them. They move the ball around and let the open guy take the shot.
Yeah, and it's really been fun to watch them progress and watch them grow. And you mentioned Demarius Coug. He's the one that's going to power this team. He's the straw that stirs it. But you're right. He does let the game come to him. There could be times when he could be more, you know, he could be really selfish, but he's not.
No.
So, and you've got Coug, about 10 guys that are exactly like that.
Yeah, they got some good shooters on this team, and they are fun to watch when the threes are going down. Now, that's a little temperamental thing. Some nights they go, some nights they don't. But
yeah,
when they're hitting on all cylinders, they run the ball a little bit. They pass the open man. They knock down threes. They're very fun to watch.
It's been a great ride for us so far, and we hope it continues for a while. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and hear from head coach Seth Anderson next. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the pregame with Seth Anderson as we get set to start the Section 2AA playoffs. And before we get at that, Seth, heck of a year. 20 wins. I mean, who would have thunk it? And I think you won seven of your last nine. The last game you lost to New Ulm. Just could never get over that hump. Three losses to them. But, boy, I mean, pretty darn impressive what you guys have accomplished so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we anticipated a 20-win year coming into the season, but we've had a lot of young guys, you know, kind of step up into some roles and perform better than maybe we expected seeing them in the summertime and maybe even early this year. So we've had a lot of guys show a lot of improvement throughout the year. And, you know, you look around and some of those wins that maybe we had early in the year, you know, like USC early in the year, having a big win over there early in the first game of the year, and they're going to be a number one seed in class say right now. So it's been a really good year, and you know, you look back to the last game because that one's on your mind, and New Ulm drubbing us pretty good the other night. But you know, three losses to them, and they're a very good basketball team. They're the number two seed in Class 3A for their section. So you know, all the teams that have beaten us have been quality teams, and we've won a lot of those 50-50 games where you win some of those, you feel good about the year.
So we move on to the tournament, and you open up with Waterville Elysian Morristown. And I don't know how you get over this hump set, but when you played them the first time, they just were really a struggling basketball team. You could have scored 150 that night. You won 85-28. So how do you block that out? Because it was almost a full season ago. I think it was like our second game. And get the kids to focus on tonight and again, not the do the cliche of look past anyone.
Yeah, you know, human nature tells you that you can just show up and you're going to win the basketball game. And as anybody who's been around for a while knows, that's not how sports work. You know, you don't show up and win basketball games. You don't show up in life and win in life. You got to work. And there's no difference about that tonight. I mean, Waterville's a completely different team than what we saw the first game of the year. They've played a lot of teams really well and beaten Richmond twice, I think. So obviously they're playing their best basketball at the right time of year as well. So, you know, it's one of those things that you try to explain to kids over and over and over again, but, you know, sometimes until they get smacked in the mouth. And hopefully, you know, that St. Peter game early in the year where you look on paper, like, they don't have a lot of wins, but they're a good basketball team. So that's one of the things that you always have to keep in mind. And, you know, especially come tournament time, it's a brand new season. And, you know, everybody in that locker room that we have right now, they haven't played a lot of playoff games. So that's going to be news to them. And hopefully, you know, they come out with an energy and, you know, everybody's nervous in a playoff game. I just hope they play with good nervous energy where it allows them to play at a higher level as opposed to just more of a worried energy. So hopefully we can get over that first hump and realize that, hey, we're still playing basketball again.
And it's usually first 5 to 10 minutes, Seth, is when those nerves and all those thoughts creep into your head. So how do you get them to come out and just say, guys, it's still basketball, it's still what you've been doing?
You know, if you can come out and get some defensive stops right away, that always helps. If you can complete some passes early on in your offense, that usually helps. And usually once that first basket goes in, you know, almost everybody just kind of goes back to, all right, here we go, let's play basketball. So, you know, those are the things that you want to do well every night is, you know, defend well, pass well, and, you know, eventually the shot will go in. But, you know, even more so in a playoff game, you want to see something go well early and try to build on it.
So what do we have to do particularly well, do you think, Seth? I know there's the obvious, the shooting and you know, not turning it over things, but what do you think we have to do really well to make our little run here and make some teams nervous?
You know, things that have been a constant battle for us. You know, we've scored points fairly well this year. We've handled pressure better this year, but we're going to really have to make sure that we're winning more individual matchups defensively. We've lost too many guys. We've gotten beat one-on-one a lot, and we've really struggled to rebound the ball. You know, you look at the games that we've gotten beat, especially you look back at the New Ulm game, we got out-rebounded 38-14, I think it ended up. And, you know, it's hard to win against good teams when you can't win the rebound or win loose balls. And that's what it comes down to in big playoff games. You can't really control the uncontrollables as far as making shots and stuff, but you want to feel like you can control rebounding and defending people well and, you know, winning loose balls. And that's what you really have to focus on is controlling as many things as you can control.
Well, Seth, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Don.
Seth Anderson. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is the pregame with Sika Boys Basketball.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xtreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xtreme team today.
We're back in Waseca getting set for the 2AA opener, your Blue Jays and Waterville Elysian Morristown. Jays the 3 seed in this half of the section. The south half, the Bucks, the 6 seed in Coug. The Bucks come in. It was a rough, rough year. They finished up 4-20, and Coug, since January the 17th, the Bucks have won one time. That's a lot of games, and a lot of time. Their only win was a win over NRHEG by a couple of points, but they've just had a rough year, and you know, it's you know, you just got to kind of rally the troops, but they just haven't had a lot go right.
Well, they're very young. They're very short. Yeah. not good combinations. So they don't have a lot of experience on the court, which always hurts you against better teams. They're even shorter than Waseca, I think. They have one guy 6'2". So I'm sure they aren't getting much inside or dominating any rebounds. But, you know, in high school, you just got to play with what you're dealt. You can't go ship in guys from New Zealand or anything like that.
That's
you gotta,
true.
Who's ever there, you got to play with. And hopefully they're thinking, you know, we're taking our lumps this year, but with all these youngsters, we're going to be better the next few years.
I look back, Coug, at that game. The Jays and Bucks played on December 6th. The Jays won 85-28. You and I did that game, and we could have scored 150. The Jays had four guys in double figures. We shot 48%. We had 72 shots overall. Demarius and Holscher both had 15. Now, conversely, Coug, the Bucks shot 26%. They were 11 of 42 from the floor overall. We had 30 more shots. They had 11 points in the first half, and the kicker, Coug, they turned it over 31 times.
Oh.
So, I mean, I don't count on another 31 turnover game, Coug, but that was the story of that night. They just couldn't keep their hands on the ball, and they couldn't get a shot off, mainly because they gave up 31 possessions.
Yeah, and it becomes even more critical at tournament time. You got to get the rebounds, limit the other team to one shot, and you got to get a shot every time you come down the floor. Some nights you'll shoot better than others, but you got to get those shots up. And with only 42 shots, you can't score a lot of points.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the rest of the subsection, Coop. Tonight, number one, Maple River's hosting Medford. Number five, St. Clair is at number four, Blue Earth. The Jays, of course, hosting the Bucks. And NRHEG is at Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Now, the winner of this game will play the winner of that. And, you know, it would be shocking, Coug, if it's not us and Lake Crystal Thursday in Mankato. On the north side, Central Public is the one seed. They got a bye. LeSueur Henderson and Glencoe Silver Lake will play 5-4. Minnesota Valley Lutheran and TCU will play 3-6. And then Sibley East and Belle Plaine will play, and I think Belle Plaine's the two. So pretty good north half as well. I don't know much about Central Public at all.
No, I don't either.
But they were very good in the girls' side, too. So that's kind of the way that the section shakes out. But I'll tell you what, Coug, the odds-on number one favorite in the entire section is Maple River, don't you think?
No doubt about it. They won the section last year. They got the state, they have all that experience, and they had a lot of people back from that squad. So,
yeah,
they're the overwhelming favorite, I would say.
Now, Coug, we've said it a long time, that, and I'm hoping this comes to fruition, but I still think this Jays team, Coug, if, you know, like we said, if the shots are falling and they're minding their P's and they're doing what they do so well, moving the ball, playing defense, I'm telling you, we're the team nobody wants to play. You just don't want to play a team that can put 75 on the board but can hold you to 40.
Yeah, and the tough part for other teams is they can put 75 on the board and they aren't dependent on one guy getting 30 of them. They got 6-7 guys that can score in double digits, so that makes them really tough to defend if the shots are dropping.
And last time these two teams played, Coug, you hit it right on the head. Four guys were in double figures and one guy missed it by like 2 points. So we almost had five guys in double figures when they played. It is going to be fun. Should be a good crowd. Of course, a border battle, it's always fun. We see Bucks fans that we know and faculty and staff, and it's really a good time. So this is the opener of the 2AA South subsection, Waseca and Waterville Elysian Morristown. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get to starting lineups. We'll do that next. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes with Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
I'm Nyla Hagan, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays!
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Yellow Mushroom offers daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
Welcome back, Don Wydale, Kuyoff. Let's get to starting lineups. First of all, for the Jays tonight, it will be Demarius Russell. Demarius on the year averaging about 19 per game. Carson Onstead, 6 foot sophomore. Carson on the year averaging about 11 per game. Tyson Rieger, 6 foot 1 inch senior. Tyson on the year averaging 8 per game. Andrew Robrand, 6 foot 3 inch junior, and Andrew averaging about 3 per game. And rounding out the starting five is Zach Holscher. Zach, 6 foot junior. Zach averaging 8 points per game. For Waterville Elysian Morristown, it will be Jasper Morris, 5 foot 8 inch junior. Gavin Brown, 5 foot 8 inch sophomore. Preston Grams, 5 foot 11 inch sophomore. Kalen Taylor, 6 foot 2 inch ninth grader. And Gabe Androli, 6 foot 1 inch senior. Head coach of the Jays, Seth Anderson. Head coach of the Bucks, it is Dave Schuster. Cool, give me some keys. You got to bring your mic down to your head.
Yep.
There you go.
First time on the job, Ben.
He's brand new. Forgive him.
Number one, we always say at tournament time, take care of the ball and get to the free throw line and get some easy points. The free throw is the only shot in basketball that no one can contest it against you. Get to the line, step up and make them. Take care of the ball, get shots every time. Number three, the Jays have to rebound the ball. We've got to see better rebounding because they're going to face bigger teams in a hurry than this one. And even number four, Don, play with intensity right from the start. You don't let the underdogs think they can hang around with you. Jump on them right away. Put the pedal to the metal and get it established right away that you're here seriously to win this game.
Jays, Coug average about 71 per game. They give up 57. Waterville Elysian Morristown averages 52 per game, and they give up 68. So, Jays will be in their home blues, gold numerals and trim. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown in their road whites with the green numerals and trim. By the way, Coug, if the Jays, like we're hoping, win, and Mother Nature does what it looks like it might do, and they would have a postponement, there is a plan in place. They would play Friday.
Okay.
So it will still be at Mankato East, but if the weather is bad Thursday, the backup plan is Friday. Should be a lot of fun. And hopefully, and that'll be at Mankato East High School. And we are, if the Jays win tonight, they will be the late game again. But then I look, Coug, if you would happen to get past that second game, you're the early game at MSU Mankato on that following Monday. But you know what? That's a lot of basketball between then and now.
Yeah, it sure is. And we think the Jays are fairly young this year with only one senior in the starting lineup. But, man, look at Waterville.
I know, a ninth
junior,
grader.
Two sophomores, and a ninth grader starting.
And the ninth grader, Coug, is their post. So, I mean, that's really something.
See a lot of familiar names on the Waterville team, the Taylors and the Androlis and the Atherton. I'm sure that's Chad's youngest son on the varsity as an eighth grader. LaFrance, a lot of names we've broadcast in the past.
Oh, many names. We've broadcast them all, so should be fun, this one here tonight. But you're right, Coug, in any lopsided matchup as you think this would be, you got to get on them. You got to say, make them say within about the first 6-7 minutes that, oh, no, well, okay, it was a heck of a year, but time to go home. And I know we hearken back to this a lot, Coug, but in 2013, after the Jays had beaten St. Peter by over 30 twice, that same thought process came in the building. They absolutely thumped the Jays that night, knocking them the number one seed right out of the playoffs before they even got out of the subsection. So,
and it wasn't even close.
So you always look back at that. There's always examples. So, and Coug, can Tyson Rieger, I think he's missed a shot since then, but that week he had a couple of weeks ago where he was 21 for 21 from all over the floor. Can he continue that hot streak? Taylor will jump opposite Rieger. Tap will be controlled by the Jays. Oh, a touch pass. Onstead to Demarius. Right back to Onstead in the corner. Rieger. Now Holscher with it. Pad ball's picked off. Nice job defensively by Waterville Elysian Morristown. Turnover by the Jays, and it was Coug. Taylen Taylor, the freshman, looked good. First bucket early on by the Bucks. Here's Demarius, pull up Jay, free throw line, no good, rebound, battle. Rieger got it, what a play. Rieger out to Onstead. Onstead, now left wing Robrand. Demarius top of the circle. Demarius spins, free throw line, couple more, spins, finds Holscher. Holscher that quick three, nope. Long rebound comes down to Onstead. Onstead lost it, ball's loose on the floor, Robrand got it. Hands it back to Demarius. Demarius will put it on the floor, just takes it in, leans, LaFloater got it.
Waterville's come out in a man-to-man to start the game very aggressively, and the Jays are throwing on some full-court man-to-man pressure to start with.
Well, the Demarius on the year, Coug, shoots about 48% from the floor. That's pretty good for a year, don't you think?
Yes, it is.
We're knotted up at two early on. Bucks playing with some intensity. Good penetration. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound grab by the Jays. That shot by Gavin Brown. Here comes Russell the other way. Demarius bounce pass to Robrand. Hands it to Rieger. Wide open look for Rieger. Whoa, that was an air ball.
Okay, I guess the streak is over.
The streak is over. That was the worst shot we've seen Tyson take in about 3 weeks. That's the first time I've seen him miss this month, or in the last about month. 2-2 is our score with the basketball. It is Androli. Androli picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to Morris. Jasper Morris, left wing, Brown. Brown to Taylen Taylor. Taylor surveys. Taylor guarded by Robrand. Couple of dribbles. 2-2 here early on. Left wing to Jasper Morris. Morris baseline double team. He's in some trouble, steps out, finds Taylor. Taylor, little 10-footer, almost missed everything. Rebound, Rieger. He'll hand it off to Demarius, quickly the other way for the Jays. Russell around a good pick by Robrand, out of the wing, Holscher. Now top of the circle, Rieger. Onstead will penetrate. Onstead right to the rim. Nice move by Carson Onstead. And Coog, that's part of his game he developed as the year went on.
Yes, he did. Goes 4-2. To the hoop well now.
Yeah, he does. Very athletic kid. We loved him in football, and he's continued that in hoops. Morris, right wing with it, working on Demarius. Morris, boy, Coog, he almost carries that thing every time he dribbles. Free throw line, Taylor. Taylor. Now he'll work on Holscher. Double team to the baseline, pulls it back out. He'll hand the ball off. It's tipped by Onstead out of bounds, and I'll tell you what, Coog, the Jays have ramped up the D.
Well, Coach Seth mentioned that they've just been getting beat too often one-on-one, and to start the game tonight, they're playing some great defense.
So the Jays will look at the inbound, and Drolley to Taylor, thought about a three. Now Taylor puts it on the floor, leans in, off the glass, good. How about Taylan Taylor here early on, Coog, the freshman?
No, they don't know it's a tournament game, Ben. They just like to play.
4-4 our score. Laird Keaton just checked in for the Jays. Here's Rieger, left wing, Demarius. Demarius, he'll put it on the floor, spin, finds Laird Keaton. Keaton for a three ball, rims in and out. Rebound ripped down by Gavin Brown. Brown the other way for the Bucks. And Gavin hands it off. New man in the game, Preston Grahams, actually. Preston Grahams with the ball. Here comes Taylan Taylor. Tried to penetrate baseline. He ran right over the top of Rieger.
Great help by Rieger. That wasn't his man. He stepped in and cut him off.
That is the first foul on either team. And Deron Russell now, Coog, makes his first appearance. And you really love his progression this year.
Yeah, he got better and better. He was pretty timid at the start of the year, and now he's good part of this team.
Well, he's in the ball game now, the freshman. Free throw line, Zach Holscher. Wraparound pass, Laird Keaton. He'll back in and Drolley. Turnaround shot, no good. Taylor the rebound. How about the Bucks early on?
Well,
4-4.
They don't appear to be overwhelmed by this.
Well, here comes Gavin Brown. Nice touch pass underneath that Drolley, and he missed a layup. That might have been partially blocked. Onstead quickly the other way. I think a Jay might have got a finger on it. Oh, Onstead, a long three. That one way off the mark. Rebound, Morris. 4-4 our score with 13:59 to go here in the first half. Jay is trying to shake free of this Buck team. There's a bounce pass from Grahams to Androlli, a very young Buck squad. Androlli, baseline Taylor leans in, and he's got 6 points, and it's 6-4 Waterville Elysian Morristown. Early on here, Coog, the Bucks are giving the Jays all they want. Very similar to what we saw with the girls the other night. Here's Demarius on the wing, Holscher. Holscher back to Larry travel. Keaton, and Keaton will travel. That's the second turnover. Jays average 12 a game. Thompson will enter the ball game for the Jays. Noah. Well, Coog, the one difference between the Bucks of now and the Bucks that first time we played, they haven't turned it over.
Right.
They were turning it over left and right the first time we played. A little full court pressure by the Jays. Taylor, the freshman, has 6 points. In fact, all six of the Bucks' points. Taylor to the lane. Taylor lost the basketball, dribbled it off his leg, but they say last touch by Deron Russell. 13:19 to go, and we got ourselves a game. 6-4, the sixth seed Bucks, the three seed Jays. Androlli gets the ball in to Morris. Morris will reset. Morris top of the circle. Bucks with a 2-point lead in the ball. With the basketball, Androlli hands it back to Gavin Brown. Brown penetrates. He tries to throw a pass to Morris. Good catch on the baseline. Morris now hands it to Brown. Floater, baseline, got it. And the Bucks, Coog, lead by 4. 8-4 early on. And Coog, the Jays' defense, giving up a lot of close action. Russell back to Demarius. Demarius trying to penetrate, spin, turn around. No, rebound Bucks. 12:40 to go. The Bucks with a shocking 4-point lead here early on, 8-4. Remember, these two teams met. Here goes Brown right to the hoop, but a good job by Russell. Knocked the ball out of his hands, but they're going to say it's a foul, and he'll shoot free throws. What do you think here early on?
I think I don't like it.
What I see, Coog, is a team that has gotten much better with the basketball.
Yes, very much so.
And they're very quick. But this is a 4-20 team. Coog has won once since the middle of January, and they're up by 5 on the Jays now. What is happening?
Gotta take it seriously, Wasika.
I don't know what's going on, Coog, but they're probably reading some clippings here. And it's now 10-4, Waterville Elysian Morristown. The Jays, who have been so good at keeping their nose to the grindstone, are just getting outplayed right now. Oh, nice feed to Keaton by Demarius, and Keaton in the air, kind of an alley-oop, spins and knocks it down, all in the air. Never came down, 10-6.
Beautiful weak side pick, just cut Keaton's man off completely. He was wide open.
Well, here's Androli. Androli double team, gets it to Morris. The Bucks could just playing much, much more sound fundamental basketball. Here's Morris on the sideline. Morris hands it to Taylen Taylor. He's got 6 of their 10. He's been very good. Now Gavin Brown. Brown. He'll penetrate. Brown. His ball is tipped. He was looking for Graham's. Ball sails out of bounds. Still will be Buck ball. Holscher will come in. Honstedt will take a break. Jays can't seem to find, Coop, they don't have the ball very much because the Bucks are controlling, time of possession. They're controlling it. Jasper Morris. Morris. On the wing, Gavin Brown. Brown guarded by Duran. Brown dribbles out of trouble. Brown hands it off to Morris. 10-6 Bucks. Taylen Taylor. Taylor right around the Jays. Missed the layup and the rebound, last touch by the Bucks. But there's another layup, Coop. Tell you what, Taylen Taylor is just having his way in the interior.
Well, they've had 10 points done, and they've shot nothing longer than a 6-foot shot.
Yeah.
So the Jays got to cut off the penetration.
Here's Duran on the wing for Demarius. Demarius around a pick by Keaton. Here's Demarius to the hoop. Oh, nice finger rolls. He gets, just glides in, and it's 10-8. Jays cut it to 2. Taylen Taylor up court. Taylor right around Holscher out on the wing. Grams a 3-ball. No, long rebound Holscher. Zach will outlet to Demarius, and here comes Russell the other way. Demarius between the legs, crossover out on the wing for Duran. Duran a 3. That one missed everything. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Taylor. Taylor will outlet to Gavin Brown up the left side. 10:43 to go in the half. Jays trail by 2. And a timeout called by the Bucks. Very interesting start to this one. The Bucks by 2. We'll be back in 30 seconds to seek a Blue Jay basketball.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
KFOW, Waseca, Owatonna, 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, Southern Minnesota's home of Fox News.
Well, we're back in Waseca in a surprising 10-8 lead for Waterville Elysian Morristown with 10:40 to go in the half. Remember, these teams played the second game of the year, and the Jays won 85-28. The Bucks couldn't hold on to the ball. With it is Grams. Grams traveled. That's the first turnover, Coog, on Waterville Elysian Morristown. And you got to give credit to Coach Schuster because that's just massive.
And that was the result of a good double team because Rieger jumped in there to form the double team and really made him travel.
How much better they are holding onto the ball is amazing. Holscher back to Rieger, long 3, no. Rebound ripped down by Thompson and a jump ball arrow. And I think that's going to be the arrow possession goes to the Bucks. But good hustle by Noah Thompson. But the Bucks have the arrow. Androli into Taylor. Taylen Taylor has been a nightmare. Cool. This kid's going to be ridiculous as he grows. He's a freshman. Taylor backs in Holscher. Out on the wing is Grams. He'll penetrate. Little floater. 6 feet. Got it. Nobody picked him up. And they are just dicing their way through the Jays' defense, 12-8.
And just, two dribbles and right around the Waseca defender.
Yeah, here goes Demarius to the hoop. Scoop shot. That was way off the mark. Thompson got it. Back to Duran. Duran will penetrate. His shot, no good. Rebound saved by Duran into the hands of Demarius. Jays not shooting the ball well at all. Here's Russell to Rieger. Over to Duran. Deron Russell. Hands it off to Demarius. Demarius now to Thompson. Thompson to Rieger. Now Deron. Deron spots for a three. That one no good. And Coog, the Jays are ice cold. They right now are 4 of 16. That's not a good percentage.
Not at all.
It sets up nice for the Bucks. Oh, nice steal by Demarius on a pass from Brown. Ahead to Deron, and Deron couldn't get a handle on it. Turnover on the Jays. Coog, I think Demarius should have taken that all the way. Now Graham's with it. Back to Morris. 12-8 Waterville Elysian Morristown. A shocking score here early on. Here's the Morris right around Deron. Morris had to pick up the dribble back to Brown. He'll spot for a three and bury it. And everything going right for the Bucks and everything going wrong for the Jays. They can't make a bucket, and the Bucks can't miss. 15-8 Bucks. Back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay Basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Well, it's been an unbelievable first half for the Bucks, Coog. This is a team that couldn't beat anybody. And they, in fact, Coog lost a lot of lopsided games, and right now they're leading the Jays by 7 on their home court. What do you think?
That's what we say. That's why you always have to play the games, Don.
Yeah, you are correct. Demarius to Keaton at the free throw line, hands it to Demarius. Demarius, nice move. Left hand, missed the layup. And the Jays continue to remain ice cold. And here comes Waterville Elysian Morristown with a big lead. Brown pass out on the wing to Taylor. 7-point lead for the Bucks, and they have the ball with 8:19 to go in the half. Now here's Brown. He just hit a three. And the Bucks are shooting so well. Right now, Coog, I think they're 7 of 10. Oh, there's a travel by Brown. Boy, he took about three steps. Now they're 6 for 10, actually, Coop, with a couple of free throws. 15-8. Waterville Elysian Morristown on top. The Jays have led 4-2, and that's it. Laird Keaton will penetrate. Keaton to the hoop. Boy, he traveled, I believe. No, they're going to call a foul. Coog, I think he got away with a walk.
Yeah, I think he traveled, then he got bumped.
Yep. So the Jays, who haven't shot a free throw yet, did they count the basket?
No, I thought he did. I thought he waved it off, but
I did too. Well, it's on the board.
Yeah, he pointed to the floor like that fouled on the floor, but
well, I think they're going to
count it.
So Keaton, wow. And he'll make the basket.
Over the line.
And then a whistle blows and they wipe off the free throw.
Yep, Keaton was over the line before the ball hit the rim.
62% free throw shooter, he made it, and then stepped over the line, 15-10. Jays full court pressure, they'll get it into Taylor. Taylor now to Gavin Brown, and the Bucks playing just really, really good basketball, making their shots. They're not turning it over much. Penetration, they're moving the ball. Brown back to Taylor. Bucks by 5, and here's Brown. Brown. Now he'll try to work his way free. Holscher picked his pocket, knocked it out of bounds. I thought he knocked it off of Brown, but it's still going to be Buck ball. Holscher, good defense. Well, Coog, when you start off offensively terrible like the Jays have, you just got to count on your defense.
Yeah, and the defense hasn't been that good either.
No. Charles Slayton was going to come in the game, Coog, and then pop back out. So maybe we'll see him here shortly. There's Jasper Morris right into the paint. Tried a little no-look pass, and he threw it out of bounds. Coog, he got into that lane so easily.
Yeah, Keaton was guarding him, he just did a crossover dribble, went right by him.
I mean, nobody's making any effort to get in anybody's way here at the point of attack, top of the key. To Marius, to Holscher. Holscher long three. Another one doesn't go. Rebound grabbed by Grahams. And the Jays' shooting woes continue. I think they're 5 for 18. Grahams back to Brown. Brown, a three? No. Rebound grabbed by Holscher. Holscher will hand off to Demarius. Demarius, couple crossovers into the paint, high off the window, no good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot a couple. Demarius on the year, 71% from the line. The Jays as a team shooting about 66% at the free throw line. So Russell will try to cut into this 15-10 lead, Coogan. 6:54 to go. Did you think the Bucks would have a five-point lead?
Nope, and not many other people did either.
And it's 15-11 now. Deron Russell comes in, Rieger comes out, and Coog, we just are not getting any offensive production from anybody. Demarius is carrying him right now. He's got five of the 11. Make it six of the 12, and the Jays cut it to three. They haven't made a three. They haven't made much of anything from outside. Here comes Brown, and Brown, boy, I thought he carried it there.
Pushed off, too.
And he did, but he got away with it, and he's being defended by Holscher, and they're going to call a five-second. How about that defense by Holscher? Brown had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Holscher was on him. That's now the fifth turnover on the Bucks, Coog, and those are starting to pile up just a bit. 15-12. Free throw line, Keaton, and Keaton not paying attention, almost had his pocket pick, gets him to Deron. Deron to Demarius. Demarius pull up, free throw line, no. Rebound tip to Laird. Keaton tries to find Deron underneath, and he threw it away. And the Bucks come away with the loose ball, and Brown coming the other way. Fourth turnover on the Jays. Here's Brown.
That's just terrible defense.
And a reach in by Keaton. I don't know what he was doing way out there.
Coop. He's standing flat-footed, and guys are going right around him.
And that's not been his game, Cook. He's been so good.
Well, he's athletic. That shouldn't be happening.
Well, that's the first foul on Laird, the second on the Jays. They'll get
there
it in.
Got
Taylor.
Away with one, too.
Well, here's Taylor. Taylor right around Keaton. Now goes baseline. Couple of head fakes. Nothing there. Androli, free throw line penetration. Spin. Shot up strong. Missed it, but he got fouled. He'll shoot, too. And Coop right to the front of the rim. And he was posting up and had all the room in the world. So that'll send Androli to the line to expand this three-point lead. That's good. Boy, Cook, this is the most lackluster I've seen the Jays defensively in a long time.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
And Androli buried them both and pushes the lead right back to five. And with 6:05 to go, the Bucks still have a five-point lead. Russell. And, oh, nice feed to Onstead. Cutting to the hoop. Oh, what a pass. Oh, what a finish.
Great pass and a great move by Onstead. Yep. He faked he was coming up and backdoored him.
Little jab step. Beautiful. Taylor. Taylor, right side. Taylor falls down, lost the ball, got it to Brown. Nice job just to save that play. Here's Brown, and Brown traveled. Again, Coogie got too close into his defender, picked up the dribble, and he has no room to operate. That's the sixth turnover on the Bucks. But they still have a three-point lead with 5:36 to go here in the half.
Well, Coach Schuster has got to be thrilled with the way they're playing, and Coach Seth is not.
Not at all, defensively especially. Here's Onstead for the tie. No, again. Rebound grabbed by Morris. He got down on the ground and got it. Coog, the Jays, I think, are 0 for 5 from three-point range? Now, we talked about how dangerous the Jays can be if they're making their threes, but you know when you're missing them? Well, there's Taylor, his three way off the mark from deep. Rebound tipped by Demarius to Deron, back to Demarius. Russell, free throw line, pull up. That one rims out, and the shots continue to just roll off.
And it's a wide-open jumper by Russell, a 15-footer that he normally just knocks down.
Boy, they just can't find anything. Good job by Demarius tying up Taylor. Taylor on the ground gets it back to Morris. Now over to Gavin Brown. Brown, 17-14 Bucks, and the Jays can't coog. They can't hit the ocean from the beach right now. Here's Taylor, pull up over the top of a defender. No good. Nice rebound by Onstead. Long pass down court to Deron. Back to Onstead. Onstead, good head fake. He'll penetrate. His shot way off the boy. Off balance, and he missed a little three-footer. That one rolls off.
Fourth shot, though. He had no balance whatsoever going in.
Boy, the Jays offensively has just been putrid so far. Cook's shooting the ball. With it is Taylor. 4:05 to go on the Bucks. Still lead by three. Here is Taylor. Back to Androli. He'll penetrate, runs into two defenders, throws it right into the hands of Onstead. And Onstead will go coast to coast and lay it in off of the turnover. Good job by Carson. He's got six, and the Jays cut it to one. In the backcourt is Taylor, 3:45 to go. Boy, the Bucks have come to play, Coogan. The Jays just cannot get out of their own way so far, especially offensively. They're going to have to rely on D because shots aren't falling. Oh, nice move by Taylor. Missed the layup. He beat his man bad and missed it. Down court to Holscher. Holscher in the lane, little up and under move, missed it on the rebound, last touch by the Bucks, and that was a terrible shot selection there.
Yep.
He tried to do a double clutch move under a defender, Coog, with a guy coming at him. I don't know. Rieger and Keaton will come in. Holscher and Thompson will take a break. It's 17-16 Bucks. The Jays haven't led since 4-2. Demarius got to get the ball in. He does to Duran. 3:20 to go. Bucks by one. Onstead. Cross court to Demarius. Demarius. Head fake. Demarius penetrates. Leans in. Through a defender. Shot good. And the foul. The hoop and the harm. Boy, Kogi gets that step on you and leans in. He's so tough. And the Jays finally recapture the lead.
So quick, but the difference, Don, has been Waterville drives like that, and they get to the hoop.
Yeah.
We drive like that, and Demarius had to out-fake three guys to get it up.
Well, Demarius continues to have a big first half and thought he missed it, but the ball rolled back in. 19-17, Demarius has nine. Jays lead by two. Androli inbound to Grams. Grams guarded by Keaton. Now they get it back to Androli across half court. Almost dribbled off his own foot. Androli with it. Now to Taylor. Jays by two. Taylor baseline. Nope. And they're going to call an offensive foul. A push on Taylor. Taylor and Coog. They've been doing that a good chunk of the night, and they finally caught him.
And Taylor knew it, too, because he did not say one word.
Well, when your arm, Coog, is extended, you don't really have an argument. 2:58 to go. Hey, Jays only by two. Over the Bucks, 6-3 seed playing here. On the wing, Onstead. Good head fake. Onstead. Good D by the Bucks. Finds Keaton. Keaton to Duran. Baseline shot. Got to the rim. No good, but he got hacked on the way by Gavin Brown. That was a good decision, Coog, by Duran, going right to the rim.
Yep.
You're either going to get the layup or you're going to get hacked.
And we saw some ball movement that time from side to side. A couple guys passed up shots to get a better shot.
Duran, 48% from the line. That's good. And Coog, early in the season, he was down in the low 30s, so he's been getting, you know, better and better at free throw line, too. Second offering for the freshman to push the Jays' lead to four. Does. That Coog, you didn't hit the rim either time. Buried him, 21-17. Again, full court pressure, man-to-man. Androli into Taylor. Taylor back to Androli. Androli across half court for the Bucks. Right wing Androli. Androli. Couple of crossovers. Androli now goes baseline. Picks up the dribble. Into the paint. Balls loose. Taylor got it. Pass out back to Androli. Androli. Now Brown. Brown will fire a three. That's an air ball. Taylor will save it underneath the Morris. Androli to the hoop. Shot no good, but he got fouled. Wow. How about that hustle by the Bucks? That was really good work.
Yeah, that was an air ball to start with.
Way air ball. I meant think Coog wasn't within 6 feet of the hoop. But Androli back to the line. The senior, he's a lone senior, Coog, that plays. Free throw, no good. Gabe Androli. I'm uber impressed with the improvement of this Bucks team. And Androli missed them both. Rieger will get the rebound. He just came back in. Hands to Demarius. 2:14 to go in the half. Jays by four. Here's Rieger. Now Duran. Right wing Onstead. Long three. Got it. There you go, Coog. Finally, they break the seal and hit their first three. The Jays are a 35% three-point shooting team, and they finally hit one. 24-17, and the Bucks are going to call timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay Basketball.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Back in Waseca, well, Coug, the Jays are on a 16-2 run.
And they needed it.
They needed it. Remember, this game, Coug, was 15-8.
Yep.
And now the Jays lead 24-17. And, Coug, the Bucks have gone a bit cold, and the Jays finally hit their first three, and Onstead hit it from somewhere in the band section. But well, it was much needed.
How demoralizing it'll be for Waterville, too. You know, outplay Waseca for 7/8 of the first
yes.
half, and you're going to go in down.
Well, let's see, Coug, if the Jays can continue this roll. And it, you know what, Coug, the defense did turn up, didn't you think? I thought they've ratcheted it up.
A little better, but we still got to cut off those drives to the hoop.
They'll inbound to Taylor.
But it has been better.
Yep.
There's a double team.
There's a double team and a steal by Duran. Duran, he'll take it all the way to the hoop. Finger roll up and in off the turnover. Duran with the bucket. And that's turnover 8 on the Bucks. And the lead springs to 9, 26-17. Here's Jasper Morris. Morris steps back. Now cross court to Brown, right wing. Minute 30 to go. Brown to Pratt. Pratt loses the ball, gathers it back in. Pratt to Taylen Taylor. Left wing now, to Brown, almost stolen. Brown will step back. Brown working on Carson Onstead, all the way back to the Jays logo. Here goes Brown. Cut off right side, back to Androlli, free throw line. Androlli picks up the dribble. Good D by the Jays. And Androlli's got to get rid of it, finally does to Morris. A minute to go. What defense by the Jays. Here's Morris. Now Coug, the Jays looking more interested, don't you think?
Yeah, they Waterville got their attention in a hurry.
Oh, wide open is Morris underneath. How did, well, just when I was singing their praises, Morris is wide open. 26-19, Coug, how do you get that wide open?
Well, it was a pick away from the ball, and we're looking to help and losing track of our man.
Well, Demarius tried to just do it himself, and he missed the layup. Rondrolli gets the rebound to Jasper Morris, Jays by 7. With 28 seconds to go, Coug, if you're the Bucks, wouldn't you take a last shot?
Unless you get a good one.
Well, here's Taylor to Brown, down to 19 seconds. Brown working on Demarius. Brown, he'll penetrate right through the D, off the glass, no good. Rebound to Ron. Jays have 10 seconds. Duran with it. Russell hands it to Onstead. Onstead, they got to get a shot off. Onstead, you better get it. And Duran's going to fumble it, and that will end the half on a turnover by the Jays. Wow. Not a good half of basketball, but you have a lead, 26-19. Jays on top. We will be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes with Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh-cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
Well, we're back in Waseca. An interesting first half. Jays did not play anywhere near their best basketball. They do lead by 7, 26-19. Let's run through the half. Scoring, Demarius and Carson Onstead led the way with 9. Laird Keaton had 4, and Deron Russell had 4. The Jays were 10 of 27 in that half, 37%. They were 5 for 5 from the free throw line. They did turn it over 5 times. Waterville Elysian Morristown was led by Taylen Taylor with 6, 5 for Gavin Brown, 2 apiece for Grahams and Droley and Morris. The Bucks were 7 of 17 in that half, 41%. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 8 times, 26-19 our score. Coop?
Well, rebounds very close in the first half. Waseca holding a 15-13 advantage at halftime. The Jays had 5 offensive, 10 defensive for their 15. Waterville just 1 offensive board, 12 defensive for their 13. Individually rebounding for the Jays, Onstead and Rieger led the way with 4 rebounds apiece. Deron Russell had 3 boards, 2 for Hulsher, and 1 apiece for Noah Thompson and Laird Keaton. 15-13, the Jays lead the boards at halftime.
Yeah, it's been just not what we've been used to seeing from the Jays this year, Coogan. You know, you look at this Jays team, Coog, they average 9 three-pointers made per game. We have 1, and right now, Coog, I think we're like 1 of 6 from three-point range. A lot of their offense is predicated on hitting those shots and opening everything else up. Shots haven't fallen at all. And, you know, it's things kind of domino from there, and you got to pick it up with the D. Well, the D, Coug, for a good stretch was terrible. It got better for a stretch, and then in the end it wasn't that good again. So, I maybe it's those first game things. We haven't played in a few days, and you got to get yourself back in the swing here.
Well, and I think we went on about an 18-5 run to close out that first half.
Yep.
And, the defense was not good at the start, as you mentioned, Don. It did get a little better. We've got to cut off the drives to the hoop because they've getting very little from the outside. They're going to the hoop, and it's impressive the way their kids all go to the hoop for such young kids. But, it's a funny game. That round ball doesn't always go in that round hoop, and when you're bombing up threes and they aren't going in, you're thinking, we can get better shots than that. And then all of a sudden they go in, and all right, now we're cooking. And And the only three we made was out on that Blue Jays.
So,
the Jays, you just expect them to shoot better the second half, but they got to still keep working on defense.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coog, you and I both agree this is probably the worst we've seen them play in quite some time, and you're still up by seven. So you got to feel okay about that. But, you know, things can change so fast.
Yep.
If, like, Demarius and Rieger, all of a sudden they knock down two or three threes, all of a sudden the floodgates open and this thing could be a landslide in a hurry. But, you know, the Bucks are just, they're, I'm just impressed, Coog. Maybe the word that comes to mind most is they are so much more poised than they were that second game that we played this year. They just looked like they didn't know what the heck was going on, and they were throwing passes into the wall. It was just terrible. They are so much more poised, and just they have improved and have found an identity as a team, it looks like.
Yeah, no doubt. And, of course, we played them so early that all those youngsters were really youngsters in varsity competition, and now they've basically had a whole season at least to get their feet wet and see what it's all about up here. And you're exactly right, Don. If the Jays would come out and knock down three threes, it's probably over. But if they come out and shoot the way they did, and Waterville knocks down a couple threes, we've got a game.
And we've seen it. We've seen it on this floor. And we've seen it on other floors, Coog, where you are a massive favorite, and all of a sudden it's close toward the end of the game. But we'll see. We got a second half to figure this whole thing out. Jays on top 26-19 here in this opener of the 2AA South subsection. Let's take one more break, and we'll come back and get set for half number two. One more break. We'll be back in 1 minute with Seca Blue Jays basketball.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Nyla Hagen, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on Cows AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays.
We're back in Waseca. Well, the rest of the section right now, the Maple River Eagles are hosting Medford. Blue Earth is hosting St. Clair. And Lake Crystal Walker Memorial is hosting NRHEG. In the other half of the section, Central Public got a bye. Le Sueur Henderson is battling Glencoe Silver Lake. MVL playing Tri-City United. And Sibley East battling Belle Plaine. What a top-heavy coup, by the way. Top of this top-heavy, you know, of the South subsection. Very top heavy. You got Maple River 24 wins, Lake Crystal 25 wins, Waseca 20 wins, and then it drops off. Really interesting how top heavy this half of the section is.
Yeah, it's funny. I've talked to some people, you know, and it's pretty unusual when you get 20 wins and you're only the third seed in your section. So that just shows, you know, you got two excellent teams in front of you this year.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, you got to play them all anyway. So I'd say that number three is a good place to be because you wouldn't have to play number one until the championship of the subsection. So although Lake Crystal's very good. By the way, they and Maple River split during the year.
Yeah, they did. By the way, the Jays get the ball first. So, Coog, I think the first 5 minutes of this half is going to be the telltale sign.
You are correct.
Thompson starts this half. Hands it to Onstead. Onstead, his pass stolen right away by Gavin Brown, and Brown goes down court, and Rieger fouls him. How about that for a start? Just a terrible pass, and the Jays continue to struggle, and the Bucks just continue to play with super confidence. That'll be the first foul on Rieger, the first on the team of the half, obviously. And then the board goes
lost
out.
Lost the board.
Well, Coog, sometimes when these things happen, mojo changes, you know? Somebody must have bumped the cord. It happens. It definitely happens. Well, somebody's got to figure out, well, we got a lot of people on the scene. Looks like they have power down there, Coog, just don't have any of it up to the board. Hopefully we can get this figured out. I'm not sure.
Well, Joe ahead of our report to the bench.
Yeah, we got people looking at cords everywhere, and all of a sudden it just went. So we'll have a quick break. Let's take a break. Back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay Basketball.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xtreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xtreme team today.
Back in Waseca, Androli from the baseline after the Jays turnover, and Androli couldn't get it in time. Ninth turnover on the Bucks. So the Jays negate their turnover right away. Thompson starting this half, hands it off to Demarius. Just underway, Jays up by 7. Demarius right through the rim. Another finger roll rolls off, and the shots continue to roll off for the Jays. We've got a ton of those tonight. Rebound by the Bucks. Gavin Brown. Top of the circle for Waterville Elysian Morristown. Brown, left wing, Taylen Taylor. Taylor's been good tonight. Taylor steps back about the Jays logo, working on Thompson. Taylor, double team, picks up the dribble, throws it right to Demarius. Demarius spins, loses the ball, gets it back on his backside, gets it to Thompson. Onstead, three, no. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Morris. So the Ginkoog. Just another bad offensive set. And a turnover wasted by the Jays, still 26-19.
Not shooting well and not passing well tonight either.
No. Oh, boy, and Carson Onstead runs out trying for a steal and smacks Gavin Brown on the arm. That'll be the second team foul on the Jays, 16:48 to go in the game. Androli will inbound to Morris. Morris across the timeline. Morris to the free throw line, cut off. Left wing, Pratt, he'll go baseline. Double teamed there, wraparound pass to Brown. Brown, a quick trigger, three, and he buried it. You could just see that coming, Coog. Gavin Brown cuts it to 4. The Bucks are not going away. Right wing to Holscher. Holscher, his pass, he loses it. Turnover. Here comes the Bucks down court. Morris, pull up, baseline, 10 feet, rolls off, no good. Thompson the rebound. He'll hand it back to Demarius. Up court to Onstead. Onstead of the corner, double teamed, out top to Rieger. Now Demarius, three ball, way short. Rebound Rieger, and as Rieger is going to hit the floor hard, but I think Coog, they're going to call a foul on the Bucks. Under, I got a leg or something, but... Looked like Coogie was over the back. I thought the Jays got a break there. Well, Coog, here's that, how's that first 5 minutes for us going?
Not well.
Jays just offensively are way off tonight. I mean, way off. They'll inbound to Keaton, hands it to Demarius. Russell tries to split a double team, and again, an off-balance layup. That's not a good shot selection.
That's just too much forcing.
Yep. And another bad shot and another missed shot, and the Jays' shooting woes continue. And the Bucks just continue to and Coog, the game's in the 20s exactly where they need it to be. There goes Pratt baseline. Pratt double-teamed. He's in some trouble. Tied up by Keaton, and the jump ball arrow, I think, is going to go to the Jays.
No, water.
Oh, no, it is. Water. It goes to the Bucks. 15:32 to go. The Jays by 4. Remember, Coug, Waseca averages 71 a game. And look where we're at. Here's Taylor for a three. Short. Morris gets the rebound. Put back. That no good. Taylor, another foul. That no good. They missed three shots. Finally, Keaton tips it to Russell. And Coug, the Jays stood around and watched. Wow. Here's Deron Russell. Just came in. He'll penetrate. Picks up the dribble. Back to Laird Keaton. Keaton will penetrate. Tries to step through. Nothing there. Onstead, three. Bang. Oh, boy. Carson Onstead, couple of threes, and it's 29-22.
Well, one thing about these young Jay shooters, they don't hold back because they're having bad nights.
No, they'll keep firing. Taylor, Taylor, guarded by Demarius, cut off at about the free throw line. Taylor back to Androlli. 14:47 to go. Jays by seven. Androlli. Androlli with the basketball. Now he'll find Brown. Back to Taylor, a long three, and he buried it. Taylor, Taylor, and the game right back to four. How about these Bucks? And Coug, they're right exactly where they want it to be. Demaryius tried to step through, nothing there. Deron thought about a three. Steps back, 15-footer, way off the mark. Rebound tipped by Morris, out to Gavin Brown. Coug, I don't know what this offense is. They're not moving the ball. They're not moving the ball.
Taking poor shots.
And they're not moving it at all. With it is Gavin Brown in the corner for Taylor. And Coug, I don't think the Bucks are going to go away tonight. I really don't. Out top to Brown at about half court. Brown. He'll work around Thompson. Brown back to Taylor. Taylor to Androlli. Jays only by four. Androlli, a wild off-balance shot. No good. And Onstead with a rebound. Demaryius up court to Keaton. Keaton goes baseline, leans in around a defender and banks it in. Laird Keaton with a big bucket. Keaton's got six, and the Jays push it to 31-25. Jasper Morris wide open underneath to Androlli, hits the shot and gets fouled. Everybody stood and watched Jasper Morris penetrate. And Androlli finishes nicely, and he gets to shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play.
We have never seen the Jays get this caught flat-footed
like
so
this.
Many times
oh
like
my goodness.
This.
Slayton will come in for the Bucks, and they can cut it to three. Androlli hits the shot, and it's a three-point game with 13:20 to go. The Jays have just absolutely not shown up offensively and defensively. It's been amazing. Here's Holscher, quick three. That one no good. Got his own rebound. Right back to the rim. No good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by the Bucks. And the shooting woes absolutely continue.
And Holscher on the rebound, on the drive, could have dropped it off for a wide open layup
and
to a
Taylor,
teammate.
He missed the three, and Brown, Morris saves it. Coug, they're getting out hustled right now. Here's Brown in the paint. Hands it to Morris. Bucks only trailing by three. Now Gavin Brown with it. In the corner for Taylor. Taylor's had a big night. Taylor goes baseline. Double team, ball's loose. It was knocked out of bounds by the Jays. So right now, Coug, the Jays are 12-36. What does that tell you? Holy cow, this is just terrible. They'll get it into Morris. Morris in the paint. Cut off. Pretty good D there. Back to Gavin Brown. Bucks can tie it right here with a three. What a game it's been for the Bucks. Coug, they had to have a low-scoring game. They had to have the Jays shoot very poorly. They had to take advantage of Jays' mistakes, and all three of those things have happened. Here's Slayton. Slayton back to Gavin Brown. 12:05 to go. Here in the game, Jays by three. Gavin Brown almost lost it, got it back in the paint, almost lost it again, got it back, and then throws it away. Well, some of your thoughts? I've very quiet over there.
I've not seen the Jays play this poorly on both sides of the ball.
All year?
All year.
All year.
They're forcing some shots. They aren't moving the ball they did.
They're just everybody. Oh, here's one pass. Holscher at three. That no good.
And the ones that are open, they can't make.
They haven't made anything. I mean, they're shooting right now, Coug, at about a 2% clip, which is way below their average. Talon Taylor to the baseline. Taylor over two defenders. Missed it. Thompson got the rebound. Thompson leading the break with Holscher. Holscher tries to go through two defenders. Hit the shot, and they call the foul off. They call it on the box. Holscher leaned in through a defender. Cook, I thought they were going to get him with the offensive, but he got away. Wow. So Holscher, who is a 71% free throw shooter, averaging 8 a game, hits a big bucket to push the lead to 5. But Cook, if you're a Buck fan, I think you had some cause for some yelling there.
and that's kind of been the story of this game. The Jays are just forcing shots.
Everything, yeah. Holscher, good free throw shooter, knocks it down.
That's a forced shot, and luckily it turned into a three-point play for the Jays.
And for crying out loud, the board on this side went again. Now, well, we got a little of it working. Okay, here we go back. Now Gavin Brown cut off. Good double team, but they're going to call a foul on the Jays. They collapse nicely on Brown, but I think somebody got him with an arm. Fourth team foul on Waseca. First foul on Holscher. Pratt from the baseline, or Grahams from the baseline, excuse me. Preston Grahams. Grahams into Taylor, and a push off away from the ball. And they're going to call it on Androli, Coob. And that'll be a third team foul on the Bucks, his second. Jays by 6, and I think the Bucks want to call a timeout. Oh boy, this has been an interesting one. Jays by 6, timeout back in 30 seconds with Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, we're in Waseca. The Jays, the number 3 seed. The Bucks, the 6 seed. These two teams played earlier in the year, and it was an absolute massacre by the Jays. So here we go. 34-28. Teron Russell with the basketball to Demarius on the wing. Demarius, he'll pass it out on the wing. Thompson, now Rieger, 3 ball, top of the circle. That one doesn't go, and the shots continue. Well, that just looks like, Goog, that rim is a lid. 34-28. With the basketball, Brown in the corner for Grahams. Grahams will go baseline. He's double team. Wraparound pass, Slayton. Slayton works his way out of trouble. Hands it to Taylor. Taylor. Between the legs, couple of dribbles. Working in the corner. Taylor to the baseline. Cut off again. Good D by the Jays. Androli. Cross-court Brown. Brown for 3. Way short. And Rieger has the ball tipped out of his hands. He got good position and had it tipped away by Slayton, out of bounds. So, Demarius with the basketball. We have 10:15 to go in the game. Jays by 6. Holscher, nice feed to Rieger. Rieger leaning in, missed the shot. Thompson got the rebound. Don't even know if that was a shot. It was just kind of knocked away. Russell, 3 ball, top of the circle, count it. Demarius with the 3. And Cook, that's what they need. They need a couple of these to get some mojo of some kind.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
So the lead back to 9, but it's been hard sledding getting there. And Droley to Slayton at the free throw line. Hands it back to Gavin Brown. Brown. Now Talon Taylor with 9:40 remaining. Taylor out on the wing. 37-28 Jays. Here's Taylor to the baseline. Double team, good defense. Now caught on the side. Gets it underneath to Brown. Brown, no top to Grahams. Back to Brown. Brown, right back to Taylor. Taylor a 3. That one's going to be long. Rebound, grabbed by Slayton. He goes back up. His shot partially blocked, but he was also fouled on the way up, I believe, by Rieger. Well, that was cool. Just really good effort.
Yeah, Jays are just... Everything is off a step tonight. That's a rebound Rieger should have just snapped off clean.
Here's Slayton's free throw. No good. Jays lead by nine, but it has been a major struggle to get to there. As we mentioned, they average 71 a game, and we have 37 with 9:18 to go. Slayton's second free throw. That one's good. We got one of two. And the lead cut to eight with Demarius. Bounce pass to Thompson. Thompson hands it to Duran. Right back to Demarius. Rieger back to Demarius. Demarius in some trouble. Demarius finds Duran. Duran leaning in. His shot over a defender. He got it. Wow. Cool. That was big time right there. And the lead to 10. The biggest lead of the night for the Jays. Boy, Duran is really making his presence felt tonight. 8:45 remaining here in the ball game. Jays by 10. In the corner, Taylen Taylor. Taylor has it tipped out of his hands by Duran. It still will be Buck ball.
And here's where you really want to clamp down a couple defensive stops, get a couple buckets coming back.
That's the problem, Coug, is the couple buckets coming back.
Right.
They just can't get. I don't think they've had, Coug, two possessions in a row where they've scored. I really don't. Oh, good inbounds to Taylen Taylor. And he, how did he get past his defender? 39-31, banks it in. Taylen Taylor has been very good. Wow, what a freshman. Demarius underneath to Thompson, back to Duran. Wide open three ball, way long. Rebound tip. Thompson's going to run it down. Good hustle. And then Onstead's going to be fouled by Brown way out on the perimeter. He's going to get three shots. Carson Onstead, 76% from the line, Coogan. He's going to get three freebies right here. He got smacked on the arm.
No matter what happens here, Don, I can tell you Coach Seth isn't going to get a lot of sleep tonight.
Nope. That's the third foul, by the way, on Brown. Onstead's free throw, he missed the first one. So now it's free to make two, I guess. Five team fouls on the Jays, four on the Bucks. Onstead, who's been so money at the free throw line, makes the second one. Lead back to nine. It's just cool. Where's the offense coming from here tonight? It's been such a tough time. And Tyson Rieger, Coug, has been so good. He just can't find anything tonight.
Nope.
He's had a really rough game. And Carson, though, knocks them both down. Carson, he's had a good night. 14 tonight, Coug. He leads the Jays. So he's had to take up some of the offensive production here and push it forward. 41-31, lead back to 10. Morris working around the perimeter. Bounce pass to Brown. 8 minutes to go. Brown to Taylen Taylor. And Taylor is it knocked out of his hands again by Carson Onstead. But it still will be Buck ball.
One thing the Jays have done better defensively, they're pushing Waterville out a little farther now to start everything.
Yeah. Well, 7:55 remaining.
Here's a 2-3 zone, I believe, for the Jays.
Well, Jasper Morris, left wing Gavin Brown. In the paint, Taylor wide open turnaround free throw, and he missed it. Boy, he was a wide open look. And he didn't get it to go. Jays the rebound. Demarius. Left wing Duran. Now Duran around a pick by Keaton. Here's Thompson with it. Thompson back to Demarius. Demarius top of the circle. Demarius to Laird Keaton. Keaton will penetrate. Keaton runs into the lane. I don't know. And he gets the ball tied up, and I think the jump ball arrow is going to be Wasika. Boy, he took it, Coug, into a triple team,
yeah,
got tied up.
And it's right there in front of you. You see it as you're going in. This isn't next year, fellas. You don't have to shoot in a certain amount of time.
Well, they get it into Keaton. Keaton around his defender to the front of the rim and got it. Well, Laird decided, Coug, I've had enough of this, and he went right around his defender and knocked it down. The biggest lead of the night for the Jays at 12. We have 7:08 to go. Taylor at the free throw line in the corner, Grams. Bounce pass to Taylor. Back to Jasper Morris, and Morris almost hurt the rim. Androlli the rebound, put back is good. Wow, nice work by Androlli, Coug. The ball just actually dropped right into his hands. It was good luck.
Good ricochet right to him.
But he finished. 43-33. Here's Demarius in the lane with the left hand over a defender. He got it to go. Wow. 45-33, but holy cow. 6:35 to go. And a Coug, another incredible forced shot. Where is the ball movement?
I don't get it.
I just don't know where the ball movement is. Rams. Back to Taylor. Pass stolen by Demarius. Demarius, he'll take it in and gets it stripped by Morris. Nice play. Jasper Morris stripped him, and that would have been a layup. And Coog, why didn't he give it up to his brother who was right next to him?
He could have dropped it off to his brother for an uncontested wide open layup.
Again, Coog, that's another example of the ball movement tonight. There just isn't any. Chased by 12. They do have the ball. Demarius, he'll inbound, wide open is Keaton and lays it in. What was that? It was like everybody stopped. And Demarius, he looked at the official and he said, should I go? He said, yeah, and he threw it into Laird and he laid it in. Nobody was anywhere near him. Lead of 14. Well, here's Morris. Taylor underneath to a cutting Androlli out on the wing to Grahams. Grahams right back on the wing to Brown. Brown. Now Morris, left wing now Grahams, 5:45 to go. Here's Taylor. Taylor, ball stolen by Onstead. Down court Onstead, pass to Demarius, lays it in. Off the turnover, the Jays finish, and 16 now for Demarius. That is the 13th turnover, 49-33. The Jays open up a gap.
You know, and in all truthfulness, Don, Waterville's moving the ball much better offensively than Waseca.
I agree. Grahams, wraparound pass to Morris. Free throw line, Taylor, back of the Grahams. He'll take a three, and he buries it. They've hit some really big shots. Grahams cuts the lead to 13.
And that was great ball movement. Great into the free throw line and kick it out.
Demarius, free throw line, Jay of his own. He drops it. Oh, boy, Demarius is feeling it. He's got 18, 51-36. We're under 5 minutes to go. It's been up and down basketball. The Jays just have not had their A game tonight, but they're finding a way. And Coug isn't the old survive in advance, isn't that what they say?
Boy, that'll be a real true saying tonight.
That's a motto for tonight. Here's Brown back to Morris. Free throw line, Taylor. Turnaround shot, good.
And that's great attack against a 2-3 zone. Get it into that middle.
Perfectly done. Absolutely perfectly done. Demarius on the wing. Onstead, long three, rolls off. Why do you take that shot, Coug? That's just one pass and a shot.
I'm on your side, Don.
One pass and a shot. It's just stunning. Morris. Brown, he'll take a three. That one almost went. Onstead, the weak side board. Ooh, I thought that one was down. And up court come the Jays, and Coach Anderson Coug has got to be saying, guys, you can pass it more than one time. 4:08 remaining. 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds with Seca Blue Jay Basketball.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh-cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
KFOW, Waseca, Owatonna, 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, Southern Minnesota's home of Fox News.
Well, we have 4:08 remaining. The Jays up by 13. They have the ball, but it's not been, the performance that you were, thinking you were going to get, and it's just not their best performance of the year, but Coug, you're up by 13.
Yeah.
So most important spot is the scoreboard. Brought Thompson, now Laird Keaton to Holscher. Holscher back to Demarius, 3:50 remaining. Demarius to Holscher. Thompson, left wing Onstead. Onstead tried to penetrate and just flat out lost the ball. Eighth turnover on the Jays. There's a turnover. Demarius picks the pocket. Coming the other way, left hand lays it in. Russell is carrying the Jays to victory here, 23-27 to go, Jays by 15. Boy, Coug, without Demarius' contributions tonight, where would we be?
Yeah.
Taylor on the wing for Grahams. He'll take another corner three. No good. Carson Onstead, the weak side board, gets it off to Russell. Jays by 15. Here's Demarius working through the D. Floater in the lane. Rolls off. No good. Rebound tipped by Thompson. Right back to Demarius. What a play by Thompson. Keaton to Thompson. Thompson Boy, he's got to get free here. He does to Laird Keaton. Keaton, his pass, almost, and he threw it away over and back. Onstead cut toward the hoop, and Keaton was throwing it to him. And I don't think Onstead saw the pass coming. That was turnover number 9.
And Seth is pacing the sidelines and has both hands over his eyes.
With 2:49 to go, Jays by 15.
And this is, boy, Don, you hit it right on the heads. Advance and survive.
Survive and advance. That's what they're doing. Taylor, oh, he has it knocked out of his hands. Foul's going to be called on the Jays, though. That'll be their sixth team foul. Cook, I am uber impressed by Taylor and Taylor, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think he's got really a very mature game for a kid who's a ninth grader.
Yeah, he sure does.
Oh, boy, is he going to be a nightmare for the conference coming up. Taylor, very poised kid. Brown, corner three. That's air ball grabbed by Thompson on the weak side. 2.5 to go. Jays by 15. Thompson will hand it to Duran. Now Holscher. Cross court to Marius. Demarius will penetrate, spins back to Holscher. Now Thompson. You know, you can work some clock. Here's Keaton. Right back to Duran. Demarius. 2:05 to go. Demarius to a cutting Keaton, and Keaton with the layup. Wow, what a feed. Really good catch and finish by Laird. He's got 12.
Just a simple pick and roll and executed perfectly that time.
55-38. Lead at 17, and Demarius almost knocked the, almost picked off the pass by Brown or Morris on the wing. Bell inbound to Morris with 1:50 to go. Bounce pass to Taylor. Taylor right back out to Morris. Runs it down before it goes across half court. 1:44 remaining. Brown back to Morris. Free throw line, Taylor. Taylor around Keaton into the corner for Brown. Brown just inside three-point range. Air ball again. Rebound grabbed by Thompson. Back to Demarius with 1:30 to go. 55-38. Thompson. Now Russell left wing. Russell. Little crossover. He'll penetrate. Wow. Finger roll with a left hand through two defenders. 57-38. He's got 22. Jays by 19. Coug, their biggest lead of the night. Brown back to Morris. We're down to 1 minute remaining. 1 minute remaining. Morris, free throw line, Taylor. Taylor back to Morris. Morris on the wing for Grams. You know, Morris, a three, doesn't go. Androli, nice rebound, and lost the basketball. Oh, boy, great rebound, and just got his pocket picked. Oh, there's a pass by Keaton. He didn't see Taylor coming. Almost a steal, and Coug Seth was, oh, man, was he animated on that one.
Well, Keaton's had that happen 3 or 4 times tonight. He's just not aware of people around him coming from behind.
Well, I think Coach Schuster's going to call a timeout, Coug. You get some of those seniors in with 39.9 to go. So we'll keep it here, 57-38 Jays. Into the game will be Shane Davis, a senior. Alex Raimhilt, a senior, will get into the game. So the Jays are going to move along, but Coug, this 19-point score is not going to be indicative of what we saw tonight.
Not at all. People are going to see that score and think, oh,
well,
easy game for the Jays.
No.
And they'll say Waterville slowed it down and probably did a good job against it. No, it was not easy for the Jays.
And really, Coug, they didn't slow it down.
No,
they came right at the Jays all night. It's just the Jays offensively just were way off what they normally are. It's like their game has changed. The ball movement, which was my favorite part of this team, Coug, it's really not been there tonight, but they have more chances to get back to where they were.
Well, they'll get one practice tomorrow and have to be ready to face a really,
really
good team.
Really good team in Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Well, Thompson will inbound to Holscher, right back to Thompson. Thompson, cross court to Ron, 34 seconds to go. Here's Keaton. Keaton, couple of dribbles. Keaton to Duran. Now Holscher with it, 26 seconds. Thompson, now Duran. Top of the arc to Marius, 20 seconds. Here's Holscher. Holscher to Keaton. Keaton to Duran, thought about a three, passed it up.
Just think about it, Duran. You don't have to shoot it.
Nope, here's Keaton. He thought about it. He passed it up, and then a reach and foul is going to be called on Taylen Taylor.
I thought two really nice keys tonight. The Jays switched to a 2-3 zone early in the second half and really kind of stopped the Waterville offense.
Yeah.
And I think Noah Thompson has really done a good job coming in, and I think he probably leads them in rebounds tonight. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Taylen Taylor checks out. Kugi had 13 tonight, but he was just, oh, he didn't check out. I'm sorry. Still in the game. I thought he was one of them that checked out. Here's Demarius with 8 seconds to go to Duran. And you could see, Cooch, Coach Anderson said, you're not shooting the basketball these last 30 seconds. And they didn't. And the Jays do exactly what we had talked about. They survive. They advance. Final score, Waseca 57. Waterville Elysian Morristown 38. The post game coming up back in 3 minutes with Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber power network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
I'm Nyla Hagen, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
We're back in Waseca with the post game. Jays move on. Wasn't always pretty, but you get no points for pretty. Just get it done, and they did. 57-38 was the final. Jays move on and pick up win number 21. Let's get to it, the stats. The Jays were led tonight. Demarius had 22, 14 for Onstead. Keaton at 12, Holscher with 3, and Duran Russell with 4. The Jays were 13 of 25 in the second half, 52%, 23 of 52 overall, 44%. They were 8 of 9 from the free throw line, and they did turn it over 9 times. For the Bucks, Taylen Taylor led the way. He was very good tonight with 13. Morris with 2, Gavin Brown with 8, Grahams with 5, and Droley was 7, and Slayton chipped in 1. Bucks 7 of 23 in the second half, 30%, 14 of 40 overall, 35%. They were 6 of 9 from the free throw line, and they turned it over on the night 15 times. Jays outscored him in the second half, 31-19 for the 57-38 win. Coop?
Well, the Jays won the boards tonight, but it was very close. Waseca won the first half 15-13. They won the second half 14-13 to finish with a 29-26 rebounding advantage. Waseca did have 10 offensive boards, 19 defensive rebounds. WEM had 7 offensive boards, 19 defensive rebounds. Individually tonight for the Jays, Noah Thompson did lead the Blue Jays in rebounding with 7, one more than Carson Onstead, who had 6, 5 for Rieger, 4 for Laird Keaton, 3 for Deron Russell, 3 for Zach Hulsher, and 1 for Demarius Russell. 29-26, the Jays won the boards tonight.
So Waseca goes to 21-6. Waterville Elysian Morristown finishes up their season 4-21, but Coog, before we close on the Bucks, hey, they've got some good things ahead. I just saw some massive improvement. They've got some good young guys, and, you know, if they can play with that kind of intensity, you know, in their season, they'll be much better next year.
Yep, you really make some improvement in the offseason. In today's world, there's no one season to the next season. You just play a sport all year round, and if those young guys love the game and get out and work at it, they're going to have some good years coming up because they played, 2 sophomores and a freshman played a lot.
Yeah.
So they'll be much better next year.
Yeah, kudos to Coach Schuster and the Bucks. Give them credit because they came in and they you know what, Coog? The Jays starters were in the game at the end. That's a heck of a big improvement from the last time. So now, Coog, we move on. Now the Jays are scheduled to play Thursday in Mankato at Mankato East High School. We have the late game. The 7:45 game, if the weather does do with what they're saying, Coog, well, then the game will be moved to Friday. Now, if the game is playable on Thursday, then, you know, they'll do it. But if it's not, they will play the game on Friday. But, again, it's at Mankato East High School, and the start time is, well, hopefully we'll have our pregame on the air in that 7:15, 7:20-ish range, we're hoping. On Thursday night, and most likely, Coog, you have to be figuring they'll take on a 24-win Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial team.
Well, if Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial and Maple River didn't win tonight, it'd be massive upset. The only game it should be any significant would be Blue Earth and St. Clair, the 4-5.
Yeah.
And you expect Blue Earth to win that as well, but we didn't expect to have such a tussle tonight either, so who knows?
Who knows, but anyway, you move along, you get to the next round, and you put this one behind you, and you just try to get better and better as the tournament rolls along, Coog. And the Jays have got some room to get better and better. So, you know, let's hopefully they'll get back to the things, Coog, that got them to 20 wins. You know, you know, we'll see that pick up as we get to round two. But, again, that'll be Thursday over at Mankato East High School, weather permitting. And if not, then it will be Friday.
Well, if it wasn't tournament time and late in the season, I would think the Jays might see a Hoosiers practice tomorrow at the start. The balls stay on the sideline. We're going to practice defense.
Yeah, it's possible. Or you're not going to shoot.
Yes.
We're going to pass the ball around and move it.
This was not typical of the Waseca team we saw all year.
No, it wasn't.
Now, next year, we won't be able to talk like this, Don, because the clock will be running and you have to take some fourth shots to get a shot off. But not this year, fellas.
Yep. Well, again, something to build on. Let's get to round two and see what happens. The Jays are still alive, and we still got a chance. And Thursday night, hopefully, weather permitting, we'll get on the air about 7:20 and get the ball game for you about 20 minutes after that. That's kind of usually where it falls, but we'll wait and see what happens. Some thank yous. Jay, great engineering job back in the studio, as always. Coog, best color guy in the business. Make sure to patronize those Waseca Sports Boosters. They make everything possible with the broadcast. And, of course, thanks to you for tuning in. Jays, it was a struggle tonight, but they got it done. And they get the job done, beat Waterville Elysian Morristown 57-38 to move on to round two. For Dale Kuyath, I'm Don White. Have a good night, everybody.